Epidemics currently tops the list of drug-related illnesses in Africa. The drug accounts for about 64% of all drug-related treatment in West Africa. Also, alcohol is emerging as another major threat of drug-induced diseases, economic loss and deaths among all groups of people in the sub-region. Presenting a paper on the state of drug problems in Africa, Professor Isidore Ubot of the Open Society Initiative for West Africa called for the decriminalization of drug use and supportive treatment for drug abuse victims as a way of reducing the burden of drug-related problems in West Africa. George Asikwe and Olivia Owusu's report.
The Civil Society Consultation Forum on Drugs was organized by the West African Civil Society Initiative. The forum brought together civil society organizations in West Africa to find effective ways of addressing the various challenges presented by drug trafficking among member countries of ECOWAS. The two-day forum is expected to contribute to the development of a joint strategy drug policy that is predicated on rule of law and the protection of human rights. Professor Isidore Ubot said the drug problems has become a social issue and called for more realistic ways of tackling the menace. He wondered why issues on drug fall under the Ministry of Justice and not the Ministry of Health or Ministry of Social Welfare in most West African countries. Professor Ubot said Guinea-Bissau is known as the cocaine trafficking hub in the region, whilst Mali has the reputation as a major transit country. According to him, about $1.25 billion of illicit trade has been channeled to the region annually in the past 10 years, particularly through countries such as Mali, Guinea-Bissau, and Nigeria. Professor Ubot, however, said not all drug users develop health problems. The executive director of the West African Civil Society Initiative, Nana Afajinu, called on all to join the fight against drug abuse, especially among school children.
George Asikwe and Olivia Owusu's report.